And it's time to bring in our guest this morning, who's the very lovely Mr. Matt Cardle, winner of X Factor last year. He's had one song out and then nothing. Here he is, here comes Matt. Woo! Wow, wearing the same scruffy outfit that he auditioned in all them months and months ago.
You know how to make a guy feel welcome.
Well, you know.
It's our special charm.
You're meant to have, like, you know, the Simon Cowell treatment. When Alexandra Burke became, like, Alexandra Burke, she was like a different woman.
Yeah,
you look like you've gone... No offence, you look like you've gone backwards.
Gone backwards a little bit. Well, I just never like to change.
Well, I can see. Here's the weird thing, is if you have a look at Matt on the webcam now, see him there? There he is, looking at that one there. There's Matt.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Now, Matt is wearing what looks like a little grey kind of hat and a check shirt. On the My Crib notes that I have for you, right, you are wearing a grey cap and a check shirt.
But if you did one of those Spot the Difference games, you can notice that on the last time he did actually have a T-shirt on underneath as well. That's about the only difference.
Yeah, right. It was winter, a bit colder.
Have you got a bit of makeup on?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I'm just checking.
No, I promise.
All right.
Tell you what, he protests very quickly.
No, I was in a bit of a bad shape last time I was here.
Right.
Well, I was ill, wasn't I? And I had no sleep after the show.
Right, that's right.
I couldn't have the math without losing
you're
a
here
lung.
Now.
Yeah, feel a lot better.
I was looking on Matt's Twitter page. I think it's the official one.
Mm-hmm.
It's the, if this is right, it's the snappy title, Matt_Cardle_UK.
Nice.
The one.
It rolls off the tongue.
Catchy.
And you read it, you know I can always tell when it's like, he doesn't do his own tweet.
Like when you pulled Pixie Lott up on hers, you said that she didn't sound authentic.
Don't forget to share your posters on Twitter and Facebook. Have you got your votes in for Matt at the BT Digital Music Awards yet? Heading down to see Chris and the gang at Radio 1 tomorrow morning at 8. Can't wait.
That was me.
Was that really you?
Yeah, the first bit.
You put a couple of kisses at the end of it as well.
Of course I did.
Oh.
Standard.
I don't put kisses on the end of my tweets, but when I text mates, I always put a little kiss at the end. It's just habit. I've always done it.
Yeah.
Name drop, I know, but I text Noel Gallagher once, and I put a kiss on the end, and he literally replied with, "You put a kiss on the end of that text."
He doesn't seem like a kiss type of
Some
person.
Some people don't get it. Yeah.
The amount of times I write a tweet and I'm not really paying attention, and I put a little couple of kisses at the end and go, no, delete those.
I've very nearly on a couple of occasions sent a text as a tweet, which is really scary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I've just been about to send it, and I go, no, you know, yeah.
So you do your own tweeting?
Yeah, I do, definitely. Right. I mean, sometimes there's stuff that you need to let people know about.
Right.
But, I mean, I've been doing the same thing for the last 5 months, which is recording and writing. But
sure.
you say I'm on holiday. No, it's been busy. But, I mean, there's only so many times and so many ways you can say in the studio another track. Do you know what I mean?
You need to do what Ollie Mears does, which is literally on a 24-hour basis. He goes, off out with the boys, and then we're going for Nando's. That's all he does,
just
Ollie.
Get a high five.
He just goes to Nando's.
To get chicken.
A black card.
Mm. So how's life? Good?
It's really, really good, yeah. It's kind of the calm before the storm, the whole writing process and everything. Back into the swing of not swearing. And
where have you been?
Where have I been?
Yeah.
I've been in the studio. We did a lot of the writing down in Brighton.
Right.
And a lot sort of just in and around London, people's houses and some studios and stuff, and writing kind of can take place anywhere. But Rack Studios have been working a lot for recording.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just been brilliant. Long. It seems like it's been a long time, but it hasn't really. In the grand scheme of things, it's 5 months, I think.
Right.
But it seems like, forever.
And are you happy with everything?
Yeah, really happy.
So, when you sit down to write, like before you auditioned for X Factor, did you write stuff before?
Yeah. This would be sort of album 4 or 5, but the other ones have just been for my dad and a couple of mates. Mm. They listen to it.
Have you brought anything from there forward and it's now integrated itself into your new stuff?
There's bits, but the thing is, when you're writing with someone else, you can't sort of lay it out and go, well, this is what I've got, and, you know, it's a finished song, so you've got to sort of break it up into bits.
Right.
So there's bits of songs in there, definitely.
But is there anything like, is there a line that you wrote in your bedroom years ago, you've gone, how about this line here, and they've gone, oh, that's good.
Yeah, there's a couple of great ones
that's
you,
nice.
You know, you keep bringing out for every other song, and say, oh, this could be good, that could go there, and they're like, oh, that's nice, and then they listen to another song, they're like, but...
It's like Take That, when they did A Million Love Songs. And I like, when you go see Take That live in the big stadium show, and it's all singing, all dancing, it's amazing, multi-million pound production. And then they do A Million Love Songs. I always love the fact Gary Barlow wrote that in his bedroom when he was like 16.
I know.
Yeah.
And he recorded a little demo of it.
Mm.
crazy. You just think, well, that's amazing, yeah, isn't it? And yeah, then look at Matt Cardle. He goes, he cuts out the middle man and goes straight to Gary Barlow and goes, write us a song, will you?
I wish it was.
How was that then?
Well, we had, I think we had most of it done. We were just kind of tossing up which was going to be the first single. And then Gary sent the song through. And I just genuinely really felt it. And the song's about not being good enough for the person you're with and tell them to go and do the decent thing and find someone that can give you what you need and all that kind of stuff. And I've been in that position a lot.
Right. Well, because you don't think you're good enough for people.
Well, I mean, I don't know. So sometimes I've not been in the past, you know what I mean? So I kind of...
Are you a rubbish boyfriend?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm not going to lie. For many reasons.
Right.
But, you know, so I kind of relate to the song. And if I didn't, I wouldn't have taken it on. But, you know, it's because I felt the way I did about it. And, it's, you know, it's Gary.
Mm.
I was just like, thank you so much. And just ran with it.
So he wrote it. You didn't write with him. He wrote it.
No,
he
said, yeah.
What do you think? And you went,
I was just amazing. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, I've written you a song. Really exciting.
Yeah, I haven't thanked him yet either. You know, properly, yeah,
you
personally.
Well, you could thank him now. He'll be
thank
listening.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you so much, mate.
Oh.
He'll be sat at his piano at home.
Yeah.
In his hallway, listening.
This. Now, do you know where he is? He's in Scunthorpe doing judges' houses for X Factor.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's gone back to his... no one knows this, but he's got a little two-bedroom flat in Scunthorpe.
Always had that, hasn't he?
Yeah. And him and Matt Goss from Bros picking the final four. It's going to be really exciting. Well, I haven't heard the song yet.
Have you not?
No, I've deliberately not listened to it.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I can listen to it like everyone else hears it at the same time.
Brilliant.
So if it's rubbish...
You just let me know.
I can say, it's very well written, but the vocals are very poor. So, this is your first proper single, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Because obviously you have to do the winning song.
Yeah.
You can download it on the 9th of October. It'll be in the shops on the 10th. This is Matt Cardle and his first proper single on Radio 1 to the whole of the United Kingdom and the world. And it's called Run For Your Life. And I'm going to talk over the intro so you don't put it on the internet. This is Matt Cardle.
You need somebody who likes... Yeah!
It's very high, Matt, it's very high.
Run for your life.
Big chorus.
Yeah. Nice.
Massive chorus.
Well done, Matt.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, thank you, Gary. Yeah.
I tell you what, he must have wrote that with you in mind, because it's very you, I
unless
think.
He's been reading my diary, but I don't have.
It's really you, I think.
Yeah.
It sounds like your sort of song.
Yeah, I mean, he thought it would be good for me vocally as well as sentiment. Mm. You know.
It's high, though.
It is. It's tough.
Run for your life!
It's a squeezer.
Yeah. Excuse me?
It's a squeezer.
Well, okay.
Even Tina couldn't get up there.
Even Tina.
Where? On the high notes.
Vocally, right. I mean.
It'd be a good one live.
Goosebumps. Such an amazing voice, Matt, says Sam in Maidstone.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah. Love you, Matt. That's another one.
Now let's hear that one.
There was just a Nadine in Birmingham loving Matt Cardle's new song. A few people are saying it sounds like The Feeling.
Feeling. I get that in the verses, maybe. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, love a bit. That's the first time we've heard it. Comes out in October. That's Matt Cardle's new song, Run for Your Life. So have you got your album all ready to go?
Yeah, it's all finished. I just got the master at the weekend, actually, just had listened through. And it's difficult picking the songs, what order are they going on the album as well, because if you stick it on and you've got all the upbeat ones at the start and you leave, you know, it can die on its on its backside towards the end of the album. So it's really difficult to pick the, you know, the track listing and stuff like that. But, no, super, super happy with it.
Yeah, well, good for
good.
You.
Good.
Thank you.
Do some bloody work.
He's been working.
Matt Cardle's tour. Three gigs.
Yeah.
Three gigs.
There's four.
Oh.
I think there's four. I've got two.
Orkney, Shetland and Inverness.
I think there's two in Inverness.
Ah, right.
Is it really Orkney, Shetland and Inverness?
Yes.
I thought you were joking.
No.
Oh.
No.
Three intimate Scottish gigs.
Well, we just wanted to branch out. As far as we could possibly go.
So he's going to Orkney. Okay, that was my last song. Here's my new song. Thanks for coming. Have a safe journey home. Here we go. So, what are you going to do? You're doing new songs from the album?
Yeah, we'll stick in a couple of covers, maybe one from the show. I think we'll do the Biffy track as well, since it's up.
What was the big cover that you did that got you through?
Many of Horror.
Yeah. No, yeah.
When We Collide, they called it.
Well, that was the thing. But is that what did you audition with?
Oh, it was Amy Winehouse. It was on No Good.
Then why do I think you did Snow Patrol or something like that, or...
I can't think.
No, I don't know. It's all the same. If you'd have done it this year, it'd have been Adele.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a lot of that, I think.
Yeah.
That's what Gary was saying when he was
saying... sick of it now.
He was saying, oh my God, everybody, they're singing Adele by the end of it. I'm sick of it.
Yeah. I love that. I watched it at the weekend, that guy. Is it John Wilder?
I missed this weekend's show.
The guy with the blonde hair, the rock guy.
Oh, now...
Brilliant.
Did you like him?
Yeah.
Would you like to see him back?
Yeah.
I would.
Definitely. Definitely.
He was proper, like, proper 70s, 80s, like, rock star.
And deluded.
Yeah, but but brilliant. The thing, but he was very entertaining.
He was singing in tune as well.
Now, what happened to Gary Barlow?
Let me tell you something as well. There was somebody else on X Factor at the weekend who had an amazing voice, but absolutely zero stage presence, didn't move around, and everybody was like, oh my God, that's amazing. And I'm sitting there going, it is.
Is that the tearjerker?
It's a bit boring.
Yeah.
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 And I'm not taking anything away, and actually, that's kind of what X Factor's about. They take someone and go, right, we're going to turn you into a pop star. You've got something. Mm. Let's see if you've got... Well, other people are super, super confident.
Mm. Well, to an extent, Leona Lewis was like that, wasn't she, really? Great voice,
To a certain extent, she still is.
Well, yeah, but, you know, they've made her... They've moulded her into something a bit more sellable.
They've given her a little bit more personality. Mm. But you know, but she, the thing, but Leona Lewis is a nice girl, but then she just kind of goes on and, you know, she's never going to go, woo, come on everybody, clap your hands, yeah!
She's not Kelly Rowlands, is she?
No.
No.
I've never met Leona. I've met Alexandra, but never met Leona.
Do you not have, like, you not have get-togethers for all the X Factor winners from years gone by?
Well, there was, I've been to one, there was a management meeting, but I, you know, Alex, I think Alex was there, Ollie was there, JLS and a couple of people from previous years.
Wow, how funny.
I know, crazy.
And you all can go, oh yeah. Go, oh yeah, there's a courier here.
I've done nothing up to this point, do you know what I mean? It's like,
everyone's sitting there counting how many awards they've got.
Oh no, I'm not, oh.
And the other going, yeah, I've had one song out.
Yeah,
it's not mine. Yeah, and I didn't really make any money out of it. Meanwhile, Biffy Clyro are flying by in that gold private jet going, yeah. Oh, Matt, thanks.
Yeah.
Need any help for the album? Give us a call.
Been a bit like that.
Oh, man. So the album is called Letters.
Yeah.
Why have you called it that?
I mean, there's a track on the album called Letters.
Right, that's right.
And I was looking at...
Not Letters.
Letters. No, not Letters. Right.
Letters.
No.
No, I was kind of looking at the lyric book and each page is kind of like a scrawly letter to someone. And they're all kind of personal songs. Plus Letters was, you know, that track, that kind of, that lyric was something that kind of popped out of nowhere, and then we wound it into the song. Sometimes you get something, you have to find a way of putting it in.
Mm, yeah.
So, what I mean.
The songwriting process.
Yeah.
Sure.
And Gaz. So, yeah, that's why.
I'm getting concerned this album is just going to be like, it's like psychotherapy for you.
It's been, I tell you what, it's a little bit like counselling when you sit down with someone else and they're like, so what's been going on? And, you know, so what, how are you feeling? What do you want to write about? And I'm like, well, this has happened. And I had a, you know, with Egg, like, we had a real moment.
With Egg?
Who's Egg?
Egg White.
Egg White?
We've been writing, he was writing a lot with Adele and James Morrison.
Egg White? He's called Egg White.
Yeah. E.G. White.
We should introduce him to our friend Sandy Beach.
Absolutely.